Welcome back to Aliyah Yomi. Today we're going to be learning Shmini Chamishi, the fifth Aliyah in Parshas Shmini. This is a short Aliyah of five psukim, writing from Perek Yud Pasuk Tes Zayin to Chof, and the topic of it is the little misunderstanding. So what happens? Moshe Rabbeinu is looking around, and he's Dorash. He is looking, he's investigating, and he finds that the Seir HaChatas, the goat which is brought as a sin offering, is completely burnt. So he turns to Elazar and Itamar, and he gets angry with them, and he says, "Why did you not eat it? Why is it burnt? It's Holy of Holies. I gave it to you to bear the sin of the congregation, to atone for them, and you didn't bring its blood inside. You should have eaten it like I commanded." At which point, Aaron confronts Moshe, and he says, "They brought their sacrifice and their olah in front of Hashem, their sin offerings and their olah, and I was also involved in bringing this, and I ate from it. Hayitav b'nei Hashem, would that be good in Hashem's eyes?" So Aaron is challenging Moshe Rabbeinu's rebuke. Vayishma Moshe, vayitav b'neiv, and Moshe listens, and it is good in his eyes. Very curious dialogue, very curious conversation. What is going on over here? What was the mistake? What was the change? What really happened? So the first question is what was burnt? What exactly was that Moshe Rabbeinu noticed that was burnt? So Rashi points out that there really were three goats that were brought on this day, the eighth day of the Miluim, of the inauguration, which is the first day of the month of Nisan. So the first is the Musaf of Rosh Chodesh Nisan, because every Rosh Chodesh we bring a sin offering, which is a goat. So that was brought because it was Rosh Chodesh Nisan. Then the second goat was the goat of the Chatas that Moshe had told them to bring, because there's a special sin offering brought because of the Miluim. And then there was the goat, the seer, brought by Nachshon ben Aminadab. If you remember, as we will get to Parshas Nasai, the Nisim actually contributed from the 1st of Nisan till the 12th of Nisan. Each one had a day in which they contributed the sacrifices. And so this is the first of the days. And the first day was contributed by the tribe of Yehuda. Nachshon brought his sacrifice, or his contribution, and in and of his contribution was a Seirizim, was a goat. So there were three goats which were brought then. So what actually had happened is they brought the second and third goat, which is the goat of the Chatas that Moshe told them to bring because of the inauguration, and they brought the goat of Nachshon. But they burnt the one which was for the Rosh Chodesh Nisan. So essentially they brought the ones which were Kodshei Sha'a, which means to say they were the holy sacrifices relevant to this moment, this specific unique moment that only happened once in history. And they burnt the one that was the Kodshei Doros, the one that would be for all generations, which is the Seirizim of the goat of Rosh Chodesh. So why did they burn it? So Rashi quotes a Toras Kohanim, which is the Medrash over here, which describes either because of Tuma or because of Aninus, either because it was became impure or because they were in a state of Aninus, and therefore they were not able to eat it. So what did Moshe Rabbeinu think happened? So Rashi explains that he understood they burnt the seer of Rosh Chodesh, but he questioned why it should have been burnt. He had commanded them to eat it. That seems to be the first initial question that he asks them as well. So if that's the case, why was he asking Elazar and Itamar? Surely he should speak to the leader, which is Aaron. So Rashi explains that really he was angry, but he wanted to shield Aaron from making the mistake, and so he turned to those who were actually doing it, which was Elazar and Itamar. But if that's the case, why did Aaron answer, not Elazar and Itamar? So Rashi goes on to explain that it's not the way of Talmidim to respond when their Rebbe or their master or their parent is present, a value which has clearly been lost in today's society. All kinds of young people jump in front of elderly people with experience. But nonetheless, that is the Torah value, is that in the place where there is somebody who is a teacher of one should not be jumping in and offering one's opinion, which is why Aaron says it over here. Now, what is Aaron's defense? What is he explaining really happened? So there's a couple things which Aaron is addressing. First is, Moshe had thought that they had brought the korban as onanim, and he's questioning whether you could bring a korban as an onan. So Rashi explains that Aaron was explaining to him, based on the Gemara in Zvachin on Kuf Aleph, that Aaron says, "I brought the sacrifice, and I'm the Kohen Gadol, and the Kohen Gadol is makriv afilo onan. The Kohen Gadol is allowed to bring and must bring, even in a state of aninus." So you know, the korban, the Kohen Gadol is a person who has a self-negation to such a degree that it's almost like he has no personality which is left. That's what the Rashi explains. The Sforno explains that the other question Moshe Rabbeinu had was that you may have commanded us to eat this in aninus, but that was only for the Kodshei Sha'a, for the the holy items and the sacrifices which were for this unique day, this eighth day of the Miluim, this first day of the dedication of the tribes of Nachshon and Amminadav. That's when we can eat it. But to say that because of Kodesh Doros, that for something which will come back again, like the Rosh Chodesh sacrifice, which will come back Rosh Chodesh Iyar, and then Rosh Chodesh Sivan, and for all the time the Beis Hamikdash and the Mishkan will be around, then there was no reason for us to eat that in the state of Aninus. So it's, you're superseding the halacha in the case of the unique korbanos to this time, but not for the eternal ones, which is what he is asking as well. And what was Moshe Rabbeinu's response? So Rashi explains that he was not embarrassed enough to say Hodav v'lo boish. He was not ashamed to admit that he was mistaken and he didn't know what was going on. Also, a hallmark attribute which is significantly lacking in today's generation, where people are able to backtrack and actually admit what they said, and not just hunker down and dig in deeper to get into the long fight. So why did Moshe Rabbeinu get angry specifically? So it's important to realize that there is the first thing which is important is that the Midrash describes over here, the Midrash which is quoted over here in the Sifrei, is that there were three times that Moshe Rabbeinu got angry, and because of them he made a mistake. It wasn't because he lacked the technical know-how and understanding of things. When a person gets angry, well, the first place is this place over here, is when you get angry, you lose halacha, okay? So anger puts a person in a situation where they're not going to be operating on their best. They're not going to be operating with all the cylinders that they and all the information that perhaps they had. And that's what happened over here. And this is one of those three instances that the Midrash Sifrei points out, which is why it is not a good thing. Okay, so it's a bad thing. It comes down to anger. It is worthwhile noting that the word ketzef, anger, is actually the word used to describe the killing or the destruction of Nadav and Avihu himself. So it obviously is connected to them, which is why the Ha'emek Dava says that what was really going on over here was Moshe Rabbeinu's overprotectiveness, which was happening. And that is that he had just seen that Nadav and Avihu did not obey the instructions correctly. And as a function of that, the anger of Hashem consumed them. So Moshe Rabbeinu was terrified, terribly nervous that Elazar and Itamar were also doing the same thing and they weren't keeping to the straight and narrow. And that could, God forbid, lead them to a terrible misstep and a terrible flaw. And for that reason, he was deeply concerned about this and got angry at them, almost to protect them as a protective father figure until he was corrected. And so it was rather than castigating them, it was actually protecting them, which is what was going on over here. With this, we conclude the fifth Aliyah. In the meantime, have a wonderful and meaningful day.